This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. That's the sound of Live Cabaret, recently performed in downtown San Luis Obispo. If you're unfamiliar with the format, think karaoke with live piano instead of pre-recorded background music, and an attentive audience like you'd see in a jazz club, say, instead of a college bar. Recently, there's been a push to form a cabaret community on the Central Coast, and our guest today is one of the driving forces in that movement. Grant Crowell is the artistic director of Cabaret 805 and will be teaching a cabaret singing and performance course tonight at Cuesta College that still has space available, I'm told. Grant, welcome to KCBX and Issues and Ideas.
Thank you.
All right, first off, that was you singing in the clip that we heard. You heard me describe cabaret. How would you define it?
Cabaret is usually in an intimate setting where there are tables, food, and beverage. And it's a wonderful warm setting. It's so different from the big stage because, well, let me give you an example. One night I was singing and I saw a lady over in the corner and she was singing right along with me. So I just ran around the room, put the mic up between the two of us, and we sang a duet together. Then I came back around to the piano and then I continued. That's not going to happen in any other kind of venue other than cabaret because it's intimate, it's personal. Cabaret allows the singer to allow the audience to also become the stars. There's nothing more powerful than singing and actually looking in an audience member's eyes and pulling them into the song with you and watching them experience it with you. Now, it's not my experience. It's their experience, but they're experiencing it through the song that I'm singing. When I sing a song from a cabaret perspective, I'm singing using somebody else's lyrics and somebody else's melody. But it's my experience, which is quite different than when you're doing a show. If you're doing a show and you're on stage, you are the character, and you're playing that character and you're singing the song as that character and as directed by the director of the show. In cabaret, it's each man for himself, each woman, each person. Everybody interprets a song through who they are, through their life experiences, without a director saying, oh, you must sing it this way. That's what's wonderful about the class, is we're helping people find who they are through their music.
Does it make you cringe when you hear the karaoke comparison?
Yes and no. Karaoke's played an important role in having people have a venue to sing in. Not problem, because it really isn't. With karaoke is most of the time people are trying to sound like the person who made the recording. With cabaret, we want the singers to be singing who they are.
You want to own the song.
We want them to own the song, totally own the song. I had a lady the other day ask me, she said, well, how do you do this? What are you talking about? Because she wants to take the class. And she says, how do you make this happen? I said, well, the simplest way for me to explain it to her was I played a song off of a Broadway album, and then I sang her that song. And she's, that's two completely different things. I said, yes. She was playing a character, and I was singing from my life experiences through the song.
And then I imagine the singer has somewhat of a rapport or a relationship with the person who's performing the music, usually a piano player, right?
Our pianists, and we have two great piano players, Carolyn Nelson and Brett Mitchell will be our pianists for the class. You build up a rapport with them. They are your team player. The singer's out there never on their own because the pianist is always there to support. And a good accompanist will actually listen and breathe with the singer, and you become one.
I saw that when I was at one of your cabaret nights, and I kept seeing the eye contact between the singer and the pianist.
It's important, mm-hmm. and it's fun, and because people think that singers are always perfect and they know all the lyrics and everything, and sometimes that's not always the case. But if just a glance at the pianist, and they will get you back in place, or they will work with you. We had you were also there, I think, too, and one of the ladies went way up on her, forgot all the words. And the piano player became part of the scene because he was talking to her, and then the whole audience got into it, and everybody in the room was trying to help her remember the song that she was singing, which was difficult because another thing that cabaret is she writes a parody to almost everything she sings. So she had different words to the song, but everybody knew the melody of the song. So they were you could feel the support. Do you remember that?
Yes,
you could feel
the
support and the energy in the room. It's, come on, you can do it. You can do it. That's something else you don't get at any other kind of venue.
No, I was fully impressed with the amount of audience engagement, interaction. They're quiet when they were supposed to be. You know, you do not find that with karaoke, that's for sure. Everyone's talking and thinking about the next song they're going to sing. And with the cabaret, and I've experienced this in other large cities as well, most of my cabaret experience is in Chicago. And it was so nice to see something like that here on the Central Coast. It's another example of how we might be small town California, but we shine in areas that you would typically only get in a large urban setting.
Exactly. And that's the reason for developing Cabaret 805. We have a lot of people that come from a lot of metropolitan areas that end up living in San Luis Obispo County by choice. A lot of talent, a lot of music talent, a lot of talent that's singing in their living room. And we want to create venues so that they can share their experiences vocally and give the audience members that other option. There are jazz singers here and that perform on a regular basis, but there is not a place for the average person who wants to be a cabaret singer to sing.
What is the songbook for cabaret? Are there specific songs? Does it have to come from a Broadway musical, or where do you pull from? You know, when people show up to one of these cabaret events, do they already have a song ready to go, or is there a book they choose from like you would have in a karaoke setting?
No. Well, the kind of cabaret that we're doing, it's all planned singers. We know who the singers are going to be because we're putting on a cabaret experiential kind of show. And we're allowing people to sing whatever they want to sing. Typically, cabaret is the American Songbook. The American Songbook came from originally Broadway shows because that's where most vocal selections came from, the Broadway shows. The American Songbook, and I forget the years, but it's about a 50-year span through the 20s up through the 70s. Now there's a new American Songbook, which is going from there to now. Michael Feinstein is like the grand poobah of the American Songbook and making sure that it stays out,
true to form
and out in the public. But one of the great things about us developing cabaret on the Central Coast is that we can take from all the different cabaret venues, particularly New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and there aren't many on the West Coast at all, but we can take and really develop what San Luis Obispo wants it to be.
True, so, Central Coast flavor for the cabaret.
Absolutely. So, again, this one person was telling me, well, I want to do a song from this Broadway show. And I said, let's talk about it. So she talked about it. We worked on it. And then she said, you know, I think it'd be better if I did some Joni Mitchell songs because they really speak to me more. Mm. Well, that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want people to sing what's really true to them. At my age, I'm kind of stuck in a genre of musicals that I know. I'm trying to develop into younger things, but then there are the younger people. So that want to do the younger things, and some of them want to do the older things. So it's
nice, though, to have a mix of songs. As somebody in the audience, it's nice to have a mix of songs where some you're very familiar with and then others you're not, because then you constantly grow as a participant, I guess, in the audience.
Oh, absolutely. You hear different things. And, you know, each song, as an audience member, you hear a song, and it takes you someplace. But it takes you to your place, not to the place of the performers taking you, because they're going to their place with that song.
Do you have any songs that are on, like, a blacklist? Like, you cannot sing this song because it's just too overdone, or whatever the other reasons might be?
No, the only thing that I would say to that is we've had some music come in that people would like to use, but the arrangement is not – vocally, it's an okay piece. The piano arrangement is not what works in the room. Mm. And so we have to look at the venue, we have to look at the room and where it's going to be performed. And I say rewrite an arrangement – piano piece that will work with that song and sing that song if it's important to you.
You talked about whether it'll work in a particular setting. What is the setting for Cabaret 805? It's jumping around to different locations that have that intimate space?
We're looking for a space. So if anybody knows of a space that would like us to be there on a regular basis, contact me. And you can do that through cabaret805.com. We had a restaurant which was perfect, and now they've moved on and they're doing something different, which is always happening in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Things change constantly. So we're fine with that. But we're looking for a venue that we can be there semi-regularly. And cabaret is typically with food and drink. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking for a place that might have food and drink available. The room, probably no more than 200 people. You know,
otherwise, it just gets too large for what you're trying to create.
It becomes a show. Cabaret is not a show. You experienced it that night.
Yeah.
That it was a room full of people. All, I mean, you may not know the person sitting right next to you, but by the time you're done that evening, you know them.
Right.
And you've had a great time with them. And you've had a great time with the people in the
room.
It's
impossible to not get caught up in it when you're there.
When it's done right, yes. Mm-hmm. And if it's too big, it's easy to not get caught up in it. If it's too big, it's like going to a rock concert where you are so far from the stage, you have to watch the monitor. Yeah. And if it's too big, I wouldn't have been able to run around and sing with that lady.
Good luck to you on that. I hope you find a place where it works for what you're doing, because you will need a space that accommodates that.
Exactly. And that's partly why we're doing the classes over at Cuesta Community College programs, because education is also a large part of what Cabaret 805 is about. And we will be doing a minimum of two performances at public performances through the Cuesta College.
Oh, great.
Programs.
So tonight's class, is it a one-time thing? There's more than just
tonight. No, it's 12 sessions in 14 weeks. We have two vacation nights because of holidays in November. But it's 12 sessions for 14 weeks. And then in those 14 weeks, we will be putting together a minimum of two public performances for anybody in the class that wants to perform in the public. They will have the opportunity to do that. The class is set up so that people will really have a chance to practice singing in front of the class. And people say, well, I don't have a great voice. It's like, you don't have to have a great voice. Cabaret is about storytelling. It's about
presence.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about so many different things. You know, what do you wear? Bring your person to the stage. So how do you present yourself? Working with a microphone. Song selection. Finding the right key for your song, because people, you know, you go get the vocal selections or you find songs in a book and you try and sing it, or with karaoke, you always do it in the key that the karaoke performance is done in.
Right.
Okay. Cabaret, the most important thing is finding the right key for the song so that it sits in your voice and lets your voice just relax and perform. there are some great singers out there. Marilyn May, she's one of the great cabaret singers. And she says key is the most important thing. People like Patti LuPone, who people might know was the original Evita on Broadway. While she was performing on Broadway, she was also going out and doing cabaret clubs at night after the show. And she said she learned more as a cabaret singer than she did as a Broadway star.
Really?
Yes. You can bring your cabaret performance to a Broadway stage, but you can't really bring your Broadway stage to the cabaret performance. It's two complete different kinds of performance. And they're both great. They're both wonderful.
Now, I've known you for years, Grant, and I don't know the backstory on how you got bit by the cabaret bug. Just one day, I know you were like part of this cabaret circle, but I don't know the in between. How did it all come down for you?
I used to do large theater productions when I lived in Los Angeles, and when I moved up here, I kept waiting to find something that was working for me as a singer. You don't get better unless you practice. You don't stay current unless you are practicing and performing, and performance is practice. And I was talking to somebody saying, we need to have a cabaret. We need to have a piano bar. I said, you know, we just need them. And they said, yeah, we do. And so long story short, I ended up stopped waiting for somebody to do something, and I said, okay, I'll take the bull by the horns. Went over and talked to Kevin Harris at Slow Little Theater and presented him this idea, and that was the first one you were at.
Right.
And it was a pretty good success.
People, yeah.
What it did is it showed us that there was an audience for it.
Mm-hmm. It was packed.
It was packed.
Like I said, it spilled out to the outside where we were.
Yes, it was packed. And so with that, within a month, somebody presented this restaurant to me, and it was like a turnkey operation. It was like the best deal anybody could get. We walked in, and in a very short time, I had 18 performers, both pianists and singers, because cabaret is not just for the singer. It's also for pianists. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful genre that gives both the pianist and the singer a way to really work together. And so the class is predominantly for singing, but we also would like piano players to come in and that want to learn the art of accompanying. People think because you play the piano that you can play for anybody to sing. There's an art to being an accompanist. And so that's what they can also find out.
Grant Crowell, Artistic Director for Cabaret 805. We'll give you a link to that on our website at kcbx.org, but it's a simple one. It's cabaret805.com, correct?
Yes.
Teaching a class at Cuesta College as well. There's room to get in on that for the next, 14 weeks?
14 weeks starts tonight.
Grant, thank you for joining us here on Issues and Ideas and educating us a bit on cabaret and how it plays out and the future of it possibly here on the Central Coast.
Thank you.
And I'm Randall White. You're listening to KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast.